Gallatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your ticket now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia from Naturally Inspired Nutrition. We can help you build a lifestyle, not a diet. Together, we will discover unlocking your food stories, building a food philosophy, eating food for medicine. We'll use a simple swap system. We will use an easy transformation system, and there'll be no more diets necessary. Naturally Inspired Nutrition, helping people feel good so they can do what they love for longer. Get more information or book today at naturallyinspirednutrition.com. Got all the way to the end of the week, and we're headed into the weekend. It's a gorgeous day here in northern Colorado. Sun's out. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. I want to share with you just a funny story. You know, every time I tell someone, you know, we live on a farm, we've got Highlander cows, you know, I love living on this little farm. It's so great. And everyone's always like, yeah, man, I wish I had a farm. I wish, you know, I wish I had this. I wish I had that. And although I'm extremely grateful for my farm, I just want to tell you that last night at 1:15 a.m., Jason and I were out in our pasture in our robes herding cattle because we have these three pastures, right, where we alternate. We move our cattle from pasture to pasture to get the most out of our field and whatnot. And we have some new baby calves, and they are so cute. They are so cute, and they're thriving. They're doing well. But one of the mamas is very intrigued with getting over to the other pasture all the time. I don't even know how she's getting over there. We haven't figured it out. She's probably walking right through the fencing, I guess. But she's getting over to this one pasture, and then she gets, quote, you know, stuck there. I mean, she got over there. I don't know how she can't figure out how to get back. But somehow she gets stuck over there, and then she just stands there and cries, right? Move, this is long. And it's painful and unavoidable. She's so loud. And then baby starts crying, and then the other baby starts crying, and then the other mother starts crying. Yeah, so at 1:15, Jason and I are out in the field trying to herd cattle back into the right pasture. And that, my friends, is real farm life. That's what it's like. And getting poop on your slippers is also part of farm life. So although I'm grateful and I definitely wouldn't have it any other way, I do love it. The reality of living on a farm with a whole whack of animals comes with a lot of inconvenience. I'll tell you that much, but I am grateful for it and I wouldn't have it any other way. We have a great show for you today. Lots of things I'm going to talk about. First off, I guess it's just kind of some housekeeping stuff. I want to tell you what's happened with the Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Del Big Tree has actually pulled out of the summit, and that was a huge shock to us. We did not anticipate that. We thought we took every measure to make sure our keynote speakers were going to be, confirmed and whatnot before we made any announcements. But it just goes to show you, you cannot control everything. No matter how hard you try, you cannot control everything. So I have more to say that when we get back after the break, but that's what I want everybody to know. Don't worry. It's still going to be a fantastic event. We have so many surprises built into this for you, and I'm going to announce our mystery speaker. So you want to stay tuned because we know for sure we have a mystery speaker coming. We've been promoting. We haven't said the name yet, but we are going to say that today. So stay tuned about that. Next up, oh my gosh, Chris Cuomo. I mean, can this guy, he is just like one of those, dirty shirts that you think you keep throwing out and then somehow it pops back up in your laundry. You know the one I'm talking about, the one that's got stains all over it. You know, it's got holes in it and you thought, oh, I'm throwing that out. But somehow it just ends up coming back into your laundry bin and into your room. That's how I feel about Chris Cuomo. Like, I'm so done with that guy. I cannot express how done I am with him. But nonetheless, he perseveres. You know, he keeps going on. So did you hear that he now is saying he's backpedaling yet again? Yeah. So remember, don't forget, safe and effective, took the shot, safe and effective. You got to go get them. Anyone who isn't taking them is a horrible person. Remember all that? And then, boop, he gets fired from CNN. And now all of a sudden, he's jumped the fence. And he's now, admitting, oh, maybe that wasn't the right course of action. Maybe this, maybe. And then remember, just 2 weeks ago, I played you this clip where he says that he's now vaccine injured. Remember that? Oh my gosh. Well, there's a new development. I can't wait to share it with you because it's hysterical. I mean, there's nothing else left to do than to laugh at these people because they have made the biggest jokes out of themselves. I mean, they're just, I just think, wow, like how embarrassing. I'm just embarrassed for you, dude. Like, I'm really embarrassed for you. You continue to go on and try to maximize whatever profits or whatever visibility or what have you. What can I get out of this? That's what I think Chris Cuomo thinks on a daily basis. How can I stay relevant? What can I get out of this? Which, of course, is infuriating and disgusting all at the same time. So I've got some new news to share about that. And then I want to talk about this really important topic because I have learned so much. Let me tell you, since I naively started a podcast, 4.5 years ago, almost 5 years ago now. I came in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and thought, I'm going to just stay, do this thing and spread positive message. And boy, I tell you, I have learned so much. Like anything, there are different sides. There are two sides to everything. You step into something, thing is going to be just, all positive and wonderful and everything. And I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. I love what I do. But I do want people to understand this industry of podcasting and media in itself. And so I'm going to be talking about this a lot more. I want to know what you want from your media, because I started asking myself this specifically after being on this media blitz that I've been on the last month and a half or so, specifically on shows to promote the upcoming health summit and to bring more people to our community-based businesses to bring more real solutions for health and to make that connection to fight back against medical enslavement through community commerce. It's always been about businesses, community businesses, and growing families. That's what it's about. And so I want to have this discussion about what you want from your media. And I started asking myself, what do I want from media? And maybe the first place to start is addressing what you don't want from your media. What you don't want from your media, because I am so tired. Let me tell you, I am so tired. so tired of fakery, so tired of sensationalization, so tired of acting, so tired of the actors in media. And I am so ready for authenticity. So at the top of my list, which I've come up with a few things, is definitely authenticity. I don't care, you know, about how you look, how you, you know, what you, your image, what you're trying to put out there. I want to know that I am hearing from a real person from their real experiences in their life, how things are impacting their life. Because by you sharing that with me, I can then and know what I need to be aware of, right? When we come together and we share our thoughts and our experiences, it helps us better understand the world. When we have these talking head media people who are putting on a show, all dolled up and more concerned about what they look like than the message they're trying to relay, that's how we've gotten where we are today. And we have an opportunity to change media, but we have to figure out exactly what we want, and then we have to demand it from the marketplace. You're listening to Naturally Inspired Radio. I also have a special guest joining me at the halfway point. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. This is Naturally Inspired Radio.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
The Tree Farm's Memorial Day Sale, going on now. The Tree Farm has been family-owned and cared for since 1980. Now get 25% off all sizes of flowering shrubs, including lilacs, spirea, rose of Sharon, and more. Three-year-old old-fashioned purple or white lilacs, now just $67.46 each. Visit thetreefarm.com. The Tree Farm's Memorial Day Sale, going on now.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Have a comment or a question for Tammy? Call or text her at 877-536-1360. That's 877-536-1360.
We're back. Thank you so much for being here. I want to tell you about the Naturally Inspired Health Summit. June 1st in Loveland, Colorado at the Ranch. We have 55 vendor booths joining us. These are people bringing you real solutions for health. We have providers of chiropractic. We have laser therapy, IV therapy. We have innovative natural products, products that actually help you build health and not take away from your health. Natural deodorant, natural dental products. Bob Greska's C60. Bob is going to be speaking there, an American business owner who has innovated a very valuable product in C60. Dr. Lee Merritt will be joining us. So excited about her and her developments that she has kind of come to in medicine. A long time doctor, decades of experience. You know, she's come to the truth and her understanding about medical, about the medical paradigm and how there needs to be a shift in it. She's going to be talking to us about cancer, viruses, parasites, all of these wonderful things that she has wonderful, you know, information that she has come to realize over the last 4 or 5 years. Dr. Henry Ely, who is a pioneering naturopath, Dr. Henry Ely is helping people recover from COVID vaccines. He's got protocol that is working. He's recently been on the Naturally Inspired Radio Show. If you didn't catch that episode, go back and listen to it, because he is really filling in the gaps for people that are not getting results with their adverse reactions. So a big piece of the puzzle he is filling in there. And then, of course, we have Joel Salatin joining us. So excited about Joel and everything that he brings to the table in terms of regenerative farming. He is, you know, talking about how we can restore our food supply, as always, the importance of building up our soil, all the wonderful things that come along with farming and the way we really should be doing farming, in my opinion. And then I'm going to tell you the special guest who's going to be joining us, who we haven't said who it is. And the reason why we didn't release her is we added her kind of in an unorthodox way. She came to us through a listener, thankfully, as she was referred to us. And then we, you know, took some time to get everything all situated. But she has reached out and confirmed that absolutely she is going to be there and speaking, and she is our surprise guest, Dr. Carrie Made. Dr. Carrie Made will be joining us at the Naturally Inspired Health Summit. We're so excited. If you don't know who Carrie is, you have to go look her up. I mean, she was one of the very first doctors that came out. She did a video, and it went viral. She was talking about her known experience in, you know, sitting through medical conferences. She's like, I knew that this was what was happening. Here is the deal. They have been trying to push these vaccines for a very long time. And she just did a very candid video. I remember it vividly, where she just laid it all out. And now here we are with the self-assembling technology. She said all of that in that video. And this is years ago. And now, of course, we know that that is the case, and many more people are speaking out about it. So I'm so honored that she's going to be joining us in Loveland, Colorado, June 1st at the ranch. Get your tickets today. Go to the naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com website. When you're there, you can purchase a general admission ticket for just $50. It starts at 8 a.m. We are going to go all day long, packed speakers, packed with providers, packed with creators. It's going to be a fantastic day. So when you use KHNC10, you can get 10% off of your general admission ticket, because you're our listeners and we love you and we are grateful for you. So head over there today and secure your spot. NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com. Okay, so let's talk about this, what's been going on. So yesterday, I apologize. I had to skip out on you yesterday on the show, because we got a call yesterday from Dell Bigtree's assistant Jimmy, and he quickly relayed to Jason that they have a better opportunity for exposure, and the high wire needed to take it, and that Dell wouldn't be able to appear in Colorado, and that was really the gist of it. You know. So there was some discussion briefly about, you know, being able to maybe bring somebody else in. But at this point, like, we just needed to gather ourselves and decide what we were going to do next. And I'm really going to just let Dell handle that from here, because I don't know the inside, you know, baseball of why he chose another event over ours. All I can tell you is that we booked him February 12th. We had a secure booking with him, and we were reassured multiple times that he would be here. And, you know, 7 days before the event, 8 days before the event, we got a call from his assistant saying, nope, he's not going to be here. And really, that's it. That's what happened. So, we've reflected on that. And, of course, moving forward, we're going to do booking speakers differently, because we always learn from our mistakes. We're going to just handle it differently and make sure that, you know, it can't just be kind of a willy-nilly thing like, oh, I want to go to another event, so I'm not going to be able to make your event. That's not acceptable to me. It's not acceptable to me. I realize that, you know, it really does come down to your integrity, and it's your word is everything. you know? And so I want to make sure that my speakers are reassured that I'm coming through with my commitment and that we have something down, you know, that's rock solid, that we both can depend on. And I mostly want that for you, because it's not me that I'm disappointed for. It really isn't. It is all the people who, you know, I've been on a media blitz for weeks now talking about Dell being there. And so many people were excited. And so many vendors were excited, and so many speakers, you know, that are there to speak for the first time and whatnot, were so excited about sharing the stage with Dell Bigtree. And those were my first thoughts, right? That I've let people down because they wanted to be there with him on the stage, and they wanted to be a part of an event that he was a part of, as well as our community. And so my first thought was that, you know, that people are going to be disappointed, because I hate to do that. And it just feels terrible to do that. So my first inclination was that. But then, you know, we put out a text to our vendors and the participants of the Health Summit. And the response we got was really beautiful. I mean, so many of our vendors and community members reached out and said, don't worry about it. Like, I'm sorry that happened to you. It's not right. And we support you and we love you and we're so grateful for you, and on and on and on. And so I just sighed a big, you know, a breath of relief and was like, okay, you know, it's going to be fine and nobody's disappointed. I mean, we're all disappointed, but nobody's mad or upset with me because of this. And so that means so much to me. I am so grateful for that response. I did get a couple responses. Somebody asked for a refund. And then somebody else, you know, just said something that kind of resonated with me. So I just, they just texted back and said that they were fine, you know, with Dell not being there. And they said, I'm sure he had he had bigger and better things to do. And I just thought, wow, you know, this is why we're in the predicament, I feel like. This is why we're in the predicament that we're in, is because we put all our faith, we put all of our gratitude, whatever, into a handful of people. And somehow, you know, I always say this, we teach people how to treat us. We teach them how to treat us with what we tolerate. We teach people how we want to be treated by what we put up with from them. And if we think that we are smaller and not as good as other people, then they will continue to treat us like that. Does that make sense? You know, we're all equal here. We're all God's children. We're all trying to do the best we can. I don't put anybody up on a pedestal. I don't put anybody up on a pedestal. I do this work because I've said, you know, thousands of times, I don't know what else to do. Like, I am really afraid for the future of my children in this country. I'm scared for you. I'm scared for your children. I can't just sit back and do nothing. I can't. It's not my nature. I have to engage. I have to work at it every day. I have to take action. I'm very action oriented. And for someone to imply that what I do doesn't matter or it's not big enough, it's insulting, quite honestly. It's insulting. And you should be insulted too. If someone doesn't value what you're doing, I don't care if you're making popsicle sticks. You know what I mean? Like, you have a purpose. It is your livelihood. It's what you do. It's your contribution to the world. Everybody deserves that respect and honor in what they put into the world. There's nobody bigger or better than you. We're all the same here. We're all the same. We've made different choices in our life that have turned into different results. Totally get that. Totally get that. I chose to stay home and raise my children. I chose to do that because that was my value. And I started building a career in this arena in 2019 after my children were grown, because that was my value system and is my value system. It's not a surprise to me that I've tied my children into my career, because they're everything to me. as so many of you parents listening can relate to. It's that purpose that keeps me going every day. So to imply that someone else is bigger or better than you or our community and the things that we're trying to do and our businesses, our products, our passion for what we do with Real Solutions for Health, I just think we teach people how to treat us. And I don't want anybody treating me like I'm smaller or less valuable than them. And you shouldn't either, because you're not. You are not. You are every bit as good as everybody else. We all are. So that's kind of how I feel about everything that has gone on with Dell Big Tree. And we are going to move forward from here. That's the end of the conversation. We have fantastic people coming out to the Naturally Inspired Health Summit. I'm super excited about all these awesome products. Every time I dive into another person's business that is in our community, I am just blown away. Blown away. I mean, we have Sharon. Sharon is part of our community, and she does work with horses. She connects with horses and brings that therapy to people who need it, and they heal when they work with her and they go through the process. You know, it's just absolutely, you just blow me away. You blow me away with what you guys do out there. And I'm so grateful and excited to be a part of this community. Next up, I want to talk about Chris Cuomo. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So Chris Cuomo, as you know, CNN extraordinaire, COVID narrative pusher, government shill, member of the CAA, I'm sure. I don't know. I haven't checked Chris Cuomo if he is part of the CAA, but I wouldn't doubt it. You saw him loud and clear on CNN. He was talking about, masking, all the things, 6 feet, shut down the schools. You're a selfish idiot. If you like Trump, you basically are a loser or a degenerate. And all the things, right? Well, I don't think anybody pushed the COVID narrative harder than him. And he then, got canned off of CNN and then pops up after a brief hiatus with his own network and then connects himself to Patrick David Bett, which is a podcaster, quite a big podcaster, and then goes on there and totally reverses his narrative because he's trying to connect with now the other side of things. Right? Coincidentally, it aligns with when Deborah Birx comes out, starts talking about adverse reactions for vaccines. It's so orchestrated, you guys. It just irritates me how dumb they think we are, because we're not, obviously. We can see right through it. So he's changed course yet again. Yes, yet again, he has changed course, and now he recants his statement and he says, "Oh, by the way, I never admitted I am vax injured. I have long COVID and the symptoms started before vax." And now he's calling for a truth commission on the pandemic because he's worried about the bird flu. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the School for Startups Minute with Jim Beach.
This week, I want to talk about five things that I think are done, gone, out of here. Five things that are just going to slowly disappear as part of our American experiment. I look forward to seeing how many of these thoughts you agree with. I will give you my first item on the list of things that are going to disappear right after this.
Did you know that there's a new law called the Corporate Transparency Act? It requires every LLC, corporation, and partnership to report information to the federal government. And if you don't, you can face significant penalties that include $10,000 fines and 2 years in jail. This may sound overwhelming. Fortunately, Corporate Direct is here to help you with these reports. Please visit corporatedirect.com to schedule a free 15-minute consultation. That's corporatedirect.com.
One thing that I think is going to disappear is the 5-day workweek. maybe not in your industry, maybe not around you, but the data is pretty clear. 80% of Americans support the idea. Bernie Sanders promoted a five-day work week law. It didn't pass, but today, 30% of large U.S. companies are exploring the idea. The four-day work week may not be just for your dentist anymore.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you. Today's show is brought to you by NaturallyInspiredMinerals.com. If I could pick only one supplement to take with me on a deserted island, it would probably be my plant-derived minerals. I've been taking these minerals for years now, and I can't say enough about them. Our bodies need efficient amounts of minerals, many in trace amounts, to function at optimum levels. Keep your mineral levels high and your body feeling good with NaturallyInspiredMinerals.com while supporting our show.
Last night, if you haven't checked out the Red Pill Project, he is my friend Josh Reed, and he is so awesome. I'm on there now on Thursdays with him. We're doing a little health segment to spread the good news about health every week. And yesterday I was on there, got a bunch of texts about the collagen again. So I just want to remind you, you can get the collagen at naturallyinspiredradio.com. That's naturallyinspiredradio.com. When you go down, you can see there's a little collagen tab there. If you click on that, there's even a short video that you can watch for information. Yes, this is my favorite foundational product. Why is it my favorite? Because it's a compounding product, and that's what I love. I don't want to take more things. I want to take things that do multiple things and that multiple benefits for me. They have a compounding effect. And that is the case with collagen. Not only has it improved my skin, my hair, my joints, my neck, my hips, so many wonderful benefits from it. That's what I like to commit to. If I'm going to commit to a regimen, I want it to be able to do multiple things for me instead of just trying to get one result out of it. And that's what the collagen does. So head over to naturallyinspiredradio.com and click on the collagen button today. If you have questions or you want the studies I've been talking about for weeks now, if you want the studies about the collagen, then just text me 720-303-8868. That is my direct text line for real, connecting you to Real Solutions for Health. When you go in there, just, you know, you can leave me a brief message or a word that you want more information on for health, and I am happy to respond to those texts. I'm available to do that. It's one of my joys to connect people to Real Solutions for Health so they can tap out of big corporation, big pharma, big government colluded operation of the medical mafia and get Real Solutions for Health. So 720-303-8868. I have a guest joining me. Julie Ann Mercuris stands as a luminary in entrepreneurship and personal development with a special focus on media coaching. As president of Achieve TV Network, she champions the amplification of leaders poised to educate and inspire. A girl after my own heart. Beyond her executive role, Julie Ann shines as a TV host on Own Your Wellness, where she merges her media expertise with her passion for health and wellness. She has decade-plus experience, all kinds of accolades. I don't want to keep her waiting, so I am going to go ahead and bring her on. Julie, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Tammy. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, we had so much fun. For everyone listening, I was on Julie's show a few weeks back, and it was so refreshing just to sit and chat with her. There was no, you know, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, Julie, I was talking a little bit about media and what we want out of media in the future. I think that we have gotten to a point, you know, where people are actually really disenchanted with media, with news, with all of the things that have taken place over the last 4.5 years. And so I think we need to know what we want before we can, you know, just dive back in and accept the same old, same old. So I would just thrilled that you are on today, because this topic has been kind of pressing on my mind lately, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Can you talk about that? What's your perception?
You know, I really love that question, so thank you for that. Media these days, as you mentioned, there's just not a lot of fact behind anything. It seems to be everyone's opinion, which is why I love what you do in particular, because it's your opinion, but it's based on facts. So I trust you, and I trust what you suggest, which is absolutely amazing. And I wish that we could get back more to that in the media versus trying to shock people and trying to scare people. Why can't we have education and entertainment at the same time and also be uplifting and positive?
I love that. Exactly. Because, you know, it's doom scrolling, as they call it, on our phones constantly with all of this, you know, negative information. And the thing is, as you mentioned, a lot of it's not even true. So it sends us into, and this is the health piece for me, it sends us into this constant state of fight or flight, where we're mm-hmm. seeking out this another dopamine hit. And it's not curating anything healthy. It isn't.
No, it absolutely is not. And I'm so glad that you bring up the wellness aspect of that, because as you know, that's my passion and I've been in that industry forever. But the thing with being scared all the time is even the way that you think, you cannot see anything positive around you. You're not even able to pick properly because you're choosing from a place of fear. So when you're operating from that place, you're automatically going to make less healthy choices for yourself. And, you know, as I mentioned in my show, there's more to health and wellness than broccoli and burpees. It matters what you feed your mind. It matters what you feed your heart. It matters what kind of media you are consuming.
Yes, exactly. Why did you start Own Your Wellness? Tell us about that journey.
You know, it was a lot of fun. I started with the pandemic, actually, and I was working at a gym as a health and wellness coordinator, and I lost my job because the gym closed. Uh-huh. So I decided to start Own Your Wellness because there, you know, it was going to be my voice and the voice of the people that don't have one. And so in order to sort of be a person of my word, I decided that I wanted to help people on a larger scale. So I started a TV show that would highlight people such as yourself so that we could get that positive information, the accurate information out there, things that are tried and true versus, well, do I need to believe that? I wanted it to be positive. So that's why I really started Own Your Wellness, because I just, there's so much out there besides just what you put in your mouth and also how you move your body. There's just so much more to it than that, although those things are obviously just as important.
Yeah, I find it really interesting when we spoke that you're like, oh, I've been on reality TV, and I think my listeners will find it really interesting too, because you kind of like, I mean, I've been on a few red carpets. I've seen behind the smoke and mirrors, as I like to say. It's not what people think it is. And I would love if you would just share that, your experience being on reality TV and what you know about media, you know, the authentic stories, you know, what can you share with us?
Absolutely. You know, it is kind of weird that I've been on multiple reality TV shows and there's nothing real about it. It's basically scripted. It is all staged. Yes, they don't technically give you a script that you memorize, but there are people holding up cue cards and giving you hints as to what to say and how to make fun of somebody or a fact that maybe you should mention so you look a certain way. So it's very set into this sort of For example, one of the dating shows that I was on, I was the good girl, the bleeding heart, and that's who I was portrayed as on right. the show. Naturally, I'm not necessarily like that, but it's there's nothing really real about reality TV. That's why it's kind of funny that people get so invested in it to me. But, I mean, it's not bad if you're using it purely for entertainment purposes, as in no thinking.
Right. And that's the key, right? Like I've always, we're totally about freedom here at Naturally Inspired. I'm not here to take away your prescription drugs. I'm not here away to take away any freedoms from you. I just want informed consent. And that's what you just gave. You know, you just told people, listen, this is all smoke and mirrors. If you want to enjoy that on an entertainment level, then by all means do that. But, you know, don't invest in it seriously and maybe even have it persuade you or shape culture because it's not real. It's not real. We're talking to Julie Ann Is it Mercurius? Is that how you say
Mercurius.
It? Mercurius. Mercurius. Thank you. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Naturally Inspired Radio.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
9/11, the Podesta emails. Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit renewremedy.com.
Have a comment or a question for Tammy? Call or text her at 877-536-1360. That's 877-536-1360.
We're back. Go to seizingyourgreatness.com. That's Julie's website, seizingyourgreatness.com, as well as achieve-tv.com. That's achieve-tv.com. Visit those sites. You have to check this out. You have to check out her show, Own Your Wellness. This is a show she does where they, you know, she's bringing you practical strategies for real solutions for health. And that's what I love about it. Julie, I want to get into a little bit of your personal development background because I'm a huge fan of personal development. And I can see with your, you know, you've got a lot of experience dealing in the realms of the personal development area, attending, you know, Think and Grow Rich or coordinating and contributing to Think and Grow Rich events and whatnot. And I want to know a little bit about your background. How did you get into personal development?
I've always been a fan, absolutely always been a fan of anything that can make my life a little bit easier. Life hacks is kind of the name of the game. But, you know, it all started with my TV show and meeting people on the red carpet and doing that sort of thing. And I will say that even the personal development world, it's don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but it's a lot of smoke and mirrors when it comes down to the actual people.
Right.
which is kind of disturbing. It took me a long time to figure that out and be okay with it. So I don't want anyone to be shocked if they have that experience. But yeah, that does not mean that everything you learn isn't good.
Right. Oh, my gosh, Julie, I love that you said that, because I was just saying to my husband the other day, like, why can't we just all accept each other for who we really are? You know, like, because it's good enough. We always have to kind of up the ante and be like, nope, this is this kind of, you know, more glamorous version of ourselves. Like, if we just came out and connected in a real way, like, yep, here I am. I love personal development. This is what I'm good at. This is what I suck at. And I want to know what you're good at and what you suck at, right? Like, so we can connect on a real level. So thank you for saying that. I love that, because it's true. And I've thought the same thing.
It really is. And I love this idea that you mentioned, this transparency.
Yes.
Because it gives people permission to be themselves, which is enough as we are. And I've never, the one thing I've never liked about the personal development industry, because it is an industry, is this idea that we're not broken and we, or that we are broken and we need to be fixed. We are not broken people, but there are better ways to live our lives.
Right. Right. They're just, and, like, it's about strategies, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And choices, all about choices.
Right. And we can get better. You know, we all go through seasons in our lives where, you know, maybe it's a few days for some people. Maybe it's a few weeks for some. Maybe it's years for some people. But there's always hope that you can re-strategize and change things. There always is. It's not woo-woo. It's not motivation. It's not anything. It's actual fact. Like, you can literally make different changes today and change the course that you're on. It's not, you don't have to believe in any of the woo-woo and motivational stuff. This is true, right?
It is absolutely true. And I come from the world of addiction, and I used to work in that field. And so as long as you're breathing, there's hope.
Yeah.
So you can always make a new choice today, and then your life will start changing as you make different choices. The only thing that I think we get stuck in is this idea of this is how it is. And we keep making the same choices. So, of course, we keep having the same results. So, no matter what that is, health, wellness, business, anything, we just need to make slightly different choices, not even huge necessarily, but something. And then all of a sudden, our life starts to look differently.
Yeah, I work with clients on nutrition, and one of the things that we use is one of my tools I use is called the transformation system. And I always try, because once you decide that you want change, you usually want to go from your current results to your goal. Like, and we want it like yesterday. Right?
Yes.
But what is the benefit of staying the course and going and doing the work? What is the benefit of that for you?
Oh, I love that question. You know, first I want to say, though, I have this coach that says we live in a microwave society. We want everything now.
Yep.
But the thing with that is, we forget that when we're making these choices and these small changes daily and staying the course, it's who we are becoming that is really what it's about versus the result. I mean, the result is just extra. But once you get to that result, if that's the only thing you're interested in, then you won't be satisfied. There's going to be something else that is, you know, it's like the carrot that keeps moving.
Yes, yes. I always refer it to marathon running, because I've ran a few marathons. I'm a runner. And, you know, I trained for weeks and weeks for the San Francisco Marathon, which was like one of the hardest races I've ever done. And it was over in a split second when I crossed the finish line. The finish line was like, you know, split second, boom, over. And I thought, wow, all that work for that split second, mm-hmm. you know, but it wasn't about the finish line at San Francisco. It was about me dedicating myself to the training and how that enriched me as a person, because it was hard. And I got just a little bit tougher and a little bit grittier going through that process. And now I know what that's like, and you can carry that through. It's the same thing with your health and wellness, isn't it?
Absolutely. And something that I always like to teach people about anything, especially with business, is if you have a business goal that you really want, most people tend to let go of their health and wellness goals and put those on the back burner because now they want to focus on their business. I've always taught you better have just as equal of a big goal physically to match that, because who you are will help you with that business goal. So if you have a huge business goal, you should be running a marathon.
Yes. Yes, it's so true. And without your health, you can't have a healthy business. You really can't, because, yeah, you'll show up and not feel good. I mean, how important is it to be in good health when it comes to your business?
Well, you can't show up. I mean, health is everything. It does not matter how much time you have if you're not even able to be yourself. And the choices that you make when you're not feeling well are not the same choices you make when you're feeling fabulous. So health is, if you don't have that, you don't really have anything. It does not matter. I've been in on both spectrums, and it didn't matter how much stuff I had, how well my business was going, because I couldn't even enjoy it anyway.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. When you're not feeling well, you can't run away from not feeling well, can you?
No. Wherever you go, there you are.
That's right. That's right. Before we go to break, well, actually, let's go to break. And when we come back, Julie's going to tell us about her upcoming events, her TV show, what she has on the horizon, because this girl is growing. Thanks so much for joining us on Naturally Inspired Radio. We have one segment left. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
So lost sometimes.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a newsflash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Talking to Julie Ann Mercuris here on Naturally Inspired Radio. You want to check out all the things that she does. Own Your Wellness is her TV show. You want to check that out. What do you have coming up, Julie? What can you tell us about that? What's next for you right now?
Oh, goodness. I have so many things, but I'm really excited about an event in, actually, it's in L.A., at the Grove, which, if you're not from L.A., probably doesn't make any sense. But it's going to be a panel on leadership and media. So I'm really excited about that. And we also, and our book, The Moral Compass, just came out. And Dr. Joe Vitale wrote the foreword for that. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
I know. I don't want to even skate over that one because that's such a big deal. I got to interview him the other day, which was fabulous. But anyway, yeah, so there's that. And then there's also a conference in June in Denver, June 7th and 8th for business owners called Achieve Systems. They're going to be doing their thing. But the thing that you can do no matter, and that's free too, but what you can do for free and have fun while you're doing it is watch my show, Own Your Wellness.
Yeah.
And that's available on, yeah, I'm sorry. It's available on Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Roku, Android TV, LG, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. You can find it. It's under Own Your Wellness, and you can also find it on e360tv.com. That's probably the easiest place.
That's awesome. Yeah, I always tell our listeners, like our audience, we have to plug in a little bit every day for our wellness, especially if you are, yeah, if you are in an environment where, you know, maybe people aren't as supportive or they're not on the same health journey as you. It's important that we make time to like feed ourselves with information, isn't it?
It is positive information, information that can improve our lives. It just depends because, you know, the old idea of what you focused on expands. So why not focus on something positive?
Absolutely. Her websites are seizingyourgreatness.com. That's seizingyourgreatness.com, which I love that. And achieve-tv.com, achieve-tv.com. Tell us a little bit, and we only have a couple of minutes left, but if you could tell us a little bit about what is the Moral Compass book about?
It's actually about leadership. It's 28 principles for integrity-driven leadership, and there's a bunch of absolutely amazing thought leaders as well as wellness individuals that run the gamut. It is absolutely wonderful. It was such a pleasure to be a part of it. It's definitely everybody's perspective on leadership within yourself as well as leadership in the business world and even in your own home, and how to basically ask for help when you need it.
Oh, I love that. I'm guilty of that. That's been a, that has been a principle I've had to work on. It is not a sign of weakness to ask for help. It's actually the opposite. It is a sign of strength when you ask for help, because or help, we all need help. We all do. Nobody does anything alone. Not at all.
No, nobody does. And I always love the saying that you can go far alone. Or I'm sorry, you can go fast alone, but you can go far with others.
Oh, I love that.
So you can go fast nowhere. Yeah, me too. I think that's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to do life alone. We do have to do it ourselves, but we definitely don't have to do it by ourselves.
Yeah. Is there some place on social media where people can follow you?
Yeah, it's actually my name, so it's kind of hard to find me unless you know. Oh, you can actually look me up under Meyer, Julie Ann Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. I've got a ton of stuff that way too.
Okay, Julie Ann Meyer. Thank you so much. Own Your Wellness. Check her out on YouTube, on all the different channels. Thank you so much, Julie, for joining us. This has been Naturally Inspired Radio. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you Tuesday because we're off on Monday for Memorial Day. Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress.